Exclusive. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, America is back in the business of counterterrorism. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 9, 2026. Deputy Assistant to President Donald Trump and Senior Director for Counterterrorism Dr. Sebastian Gorka shared that America is back in the business of counterterrorism. Days after President Donald Trump signed a new counterterrorism strategy document. While speaking to host Matthew Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday, Gorka spoke about the White House counterterrorism CT strategy document and how the Trump administration was conducting threat-based counterterrorism. Gorka added that the Trump administration was not using the government as a tool of politics like former presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden did. America is back in the business of counterterrorism. Since the president authorized our first CT mission on the eighth day of the administration, we have killed more than 820 jihadis, and we have liberated 106 Americans who were previously hostages, Gorka said. We are concentrating on three major threat groups. Number one are the cartels the president designated as foreign terrorist organizations, FTO, on his first day back as the commander-in-chief. Secondarily, the legacy, the well-known global jihadist movement threat groups such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. The third one, we are hunting down, we are arresting, prosecuting, neutralizing those violent left-wingers who are either unconstitutional, anti-Western, targeting Christians or conservatives under the banner of Antifa. We are back in the business of counterterrorism, and we are basing it on reality. Not hunting down Catholics that go to Latin Mass in Richmond. We're not going after parents who stand up at school board meetings, or using the FBI to raid the home of a former president like they did to my new, or former boss, President Trump, when he was former president. We are doing threat-based counterterrorism. We are not using the government as a tool of politics like Obama and Biden did. When asked what steps the Trump administration was taking to counter the terrorist threat from the cartels, Gorka highlighted how people such as Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne-Mullen, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller were identifying cartel members who were let into the country under the Biden administration. We have, of course, the new Secretary of Homeland Security. We have Senator Mullen, we have the Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller, and then we have Tom Homan as the border czar, who are identifying those cartel members who were let into the United States when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris literally dismantled our borders. We are removing them by the bushel from the country. Number one, we've secured the border and we are deporting, arresting, and removing the worst of the worst cartel members. Secondarily, thanks to the designation by the president on day one, we are able to employ all the tools of the U.S. government that are applicable to terror threats against the cartels. That includes the Department of War's incredible strikes against the drug shipments, and then the incredible work, also, of Scott Bessent and his team at Treasury. Once you have an FTO, once you designate an entity a foreign terrorist organization, a whole toolbox of weapons is opened at the DOJ and at the Treasury to sanction those organizations, sanction individuals, sanction those who collaborate with them, and then you strangle the money. If you strangle the flow of money, the organizations cease to be able to function, Gorka explained.